The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Forensic officers have returned to the home of Cleo Smith's parents in their continued search for clues surrounding her disappearance. It's the second time forensic officers have been to the home, but it's understood it's the first time they've focused their investigation inside. Joining me now from Carnarvon is 7 News reporter Joey Catanzaro. Good morning, Joey.
Morning, Ben.
So you've been in Carnarvon for a while now. Tell us what the atmosphere is like up there and what you've been seeing the last few days.
Ben, look, I think people up here are just they're still hopeful, despite the fact that it's been a really long time now since Cleo disappeared. In terms of what we're seeing, well, really, police, detectives, forensics, ticking every single box. I don't know if they've got any sort of solid leads as such, but certainly they're not taking any chances. They're gathering a lot of information at the moment. I guess probably one thing to start to begin to consider, and they have sort of, I guess, foreshadowed this a little bit, is that if police aren't able to solve this, to bring Cleo home within the sort of the days and weeks ahead, it may be months or years before they can, and in which case they want as much evidence as possible to help them, well, eventually maybe get some closure for the family. But at this stage, of course, everyone is still hopeful. Try not to think about that yet.
Yeah, absolutely. And now, what do we know about this search of Cleo's home yesterday?
Look, detectives are being pretty tight-lipped, but they tell us that that both Ellie and Jake, Cleo's parents, they're not targets at all. This is simply part of a routine investigation. We don't know exactly what it is that they hope to find within the home, or at least hope to achieve by going there. But certainly they have a reason, and it may be a very routine one. I think it's really important here that we listen to police and you know, just really keep in mind that this is about finding Cleo. This has got nothing to do with their parents.
Yeah, I think that's an important point to make there, that the police weren't targeting the family, because the general public might look at that and see, oh, okay, they've gone back to the family home there, and that thinking that's a focus of the investigation, but it's clear that that's not the case.
Absolutely. And look, the focus really, and I think the thing for people really to latch on to is perhaps maybe it's not as exciting or interesting or intriguing to some people, but I mean that we need to remember here that this is not a story. We're talking about real people here. We're talking about a 4-year-old girl that's missing, and the things that are really going to help bring her home are the basics that police are calling for, and that is that, you know, if you were anywhere inside that 1,000 square kilometre radius at the time of Cleo's disappearance, they really want you to check your dash cam, your security footage, your CCTV. They don't, despite some speculation to the contrary, they don't actually have any CCTV of the car that was seen leaving the blowholes area at the time, roughly, of Cleo's disappearance. There's been some incorrect reporting around that. That's not the case. They don't have that. They desperately want it, though. It could be a major breakthrough for them. It could be the difference, literally, between life and death for a 4-year-old girl. That's the sort of thing the public really needs to sort of keep focused on at the moment.
Acting Police Commissioner Cole Blanche said this morning, he described the massive police presence up there in Carnarvon. Can you give us an idea of what you're seeing as far as that police presence?
Ben, it's almost impossible to get a room here. You know, I think we've changed motels every single night since we've been here. There's just more and more officers coming in here, and certainly, you know, as the crime reporter for 7 News, I've certainly come across a lot of these officers before, and they are volunteers, and I've seen them in various other capacities. We're talking pretty hardcore squads, gang crime, homicide, drugs and firearms, and apparently they've all put their hand up for this. They're highly motivated, highly experienced officers who just want to do their bit. And certainly, you know, we're talking 100 of these guys on the ground, guys and girls on the ground, and they're just throwing everything at it. It's just a difficult one, though, Ben, isn't it? I mean, like, I can't really describe to you. You might have seen the pictures on 7 News, but the how remote that blowholes campsite really is. You know, it's actually probably a stroke of luck that there was actually a CCTV camera on one of those shacks. You wouldn't have expected it. It caught that picked up Cleo's voice that's, you know, helped detectives a little bit. But, you know, I don't think there'd be another camera for God knows how many kilometres.
Mm.
It's there's not much out there, mate.
Yeah, well, the case has even reached the Prime Minister, and Scott Morrison has described the Australian Federal Police using what he called secret technology in the case of Cleo. Do you have any idea of what that might be, or how the feds are working with the WA Police?
Look, I don't have any specific knowledge of what sort of technology they are using, and we're sort of getting into the realm really of just speculation here, but if we were to assume the absolute worst and that Cleo was, as suspected, abducted by somebody who has an unhealthy interest in a young child, well, you know, then we start to think potentially this could be a sex offender. And certainly police up here have checked in with 20 or so sex offenders in the area. So if we were to, again, assume that maybe we're looking at potentially a sex offender, there is technology, for instance, that police employs that could, and they do try to match up, say, things or objects that might be in the background of child pornography, for instance. It may be something like that. It may be something totally new. I don't know. I hope that it's cutting edge, and I hope that it has some effect and certainly helps bring Cleo home safe.
Mm, yeah, I think all of Australia shares that sentiment.
I'd personally like to see the Prime Minister offer to match the reward from the state government, double it. Why not?
Yeah, I agree. I think that would be a brilliant idea. 7 News reporter Joey Catanzaro, thanks for joining us from up in Carnarvon. We appreciate your time on The West Live.
Thank you, Ben.